It's coming. Slowly. Very slowly. To a theater near you. Glacier.
Went to see a gypsy woman late last night. Told her everything I do, it never works out right. I gave her all my money, nearly 41 cents. She said you need a magic word to give you confidence. Just say Shazam, zip zap, man, you gotta put a whammy on. You can move the world or walk into the Pentagon. No one's ever heard that special secret word. So if you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam.
Shazam. I went to see a banker with a white shirt on. I tried to get a loan, but my account was overdrawn. And since my credit rating don't exist, I asked him for the money with a brand new twist. I said, Shazam, zip zap, man, I went and put a whammy down. Banker changed his mind, said, how'd you like to buy the town? Made me a VP, people, can't you see? If you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam.
Shazam. Cutest little queen up the county fair. Had a pretty smile and long blonde hair. She had a lot of suitors like a flock of birds. But she chose me when she heard these words. I said, Shazam, zip zap, honey, won't you come and be my wife? You can clean house and cook for me all my life. Now I know and it really goes to show. If you want your way, just remember what to say.
Shazam.
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 Time crucifies the soul. They'll stone you when you're trying to be so good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're left all alone. I would not be so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. They've stoned you when you're walking on the street. They've stoned you when you're trying to keep your seat. They've stoned you when you're walking on the floor. They've stoned you when you're walking to the door. I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. Say that it's the end. They'll stone you and then you'll come back again. They'll stone you when you're riding in your car. They'll stone you when you're playing your guitar. I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. All right.
Bob Dylan's back with the biggest surprise of all. He's learned to sing, sing real good and real high class. He's singing opera, that's right. It's Bob Dylan at the Met.
Hear Bobby singing Oreos from Scorsese, Coppola, B-Day, all in barbarian and German. It's just like the 60s. You can't understand a word Bob is singing, and that's when he's at his best.
It's a beautiful album with pictures of Bob wearing a turban, a cowboy hat, a yarmulke, and a crown of thorns. And who's that singing the love duet with him from Car Wash?
Joan Baez.
Jim Nabors.
So if you're a Dylan fan...
And who wasn't?
Here's one record you won't have to take to church and smash with a hammer.
Available at Kraft's Last Tapes, The Cutout Circus, and all 93 Shoplifters Markets.
It's Bob Dylan.
At the Met.
I got a mixture of confusion. Man, and it's a killing me. There's too many people, and they're all too hard to please. Well, my hat's in my hand. Babe, I'm walking down the line. And I'm looking for a woman whose mind's mixed up like mine. God, I'm just too young to win. Would somebody tell me which way the world begins? And my footsteps never stop. Seeing my reflection, I'm hung over, hung down, hung up. Thank you.
train leaving on track 1961 and 1962.
If you want to be free, ride on. Died for real. That was no show. Ride.
It takes time, but time's too slow. Now this old jazz has got to go. Ride.
If a man ain't free, right on. Right on. Right on. Freedom rider.
You gotta have a loop.
And without a little bread, you're desperate.
what I do. I can't get close to you. You gave me the come on a while ago. Wow, baby, why wouldn't love you so?
It's just a matter of spread, spread, and how much spread can it spread, spread?
With some silver in your pocket, you could buy a pretty market.
Without a little bread, you're dead, spread.
Some green in your jeans, you can buy pork and beans.
And without a little bread, you're dead bread. It's just a matter of bread, bread. And how much bread can you bread, bread?
You gotta have the jack to get your baby back.
And without a little bread, you're dead bread.
Think you're awfully cute, but you gotta have the loot.
And without a little bread, you're dead bread.
Well, 20 cents of cotton and a 90 cent meat. In the world, us poor folks eat. Shoes up high and a cotton down low. High in the world, wouldn't raise a dough. Soul wore out and the shoes run down. An old slouch hat with a hole in the crown. Back's nearly broken and the fingers all sore. Cotton gone down, never rise more. Well, 20 cents cotton, $25 paint. Now, who in the world's got a change? Can't buy no clothes, can't buy no meat. Got too much cotton in and not enough to eat. Well, 20 cents of cotton in and not enough meat. High in the world as poor folks eat. Shoes up high and a cotton and a load. High in the world gonna raise a dough. Well, 20 cents of cotton in a carload of tax. Load's too heavy for our poor back. We're a good set of farmers, we all know well. But there's something wrong, as sure as well, well. We all work hard, we groan and sweat. But we never make enough to pay our debt. Fish quit biting and the rabbits run the fast. Found another mess of peas, and that'll be my last. Well, 20 cents of cotton and a 90 cent meat. High in the world, us poor folks eat. Shoes up high and the cotton down low. High in the world, gonna raise a dough. Keep right up five and you're headed for Broadway. Well, you grab up your hogs and take them into town. All you get's 12 or 15 cents a pound. But the very next day, you have to buy it back. 90 cents a pound in a paper sack. No meat in the smoke, no chicken in the yard. Cows gone dry and I'm plumb out of lard. Well, no use talking in a man's beef. 20 cents cotton and 90 cents meat.
Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers.
Yes, my brother Gog was wrong about the comet. How were we to know it would land right in the middle of our giant warehouse? It's a cataclysmic sail down here. We're flooded. We're over our foreheads in remnants, burn-in, and labels from such naturally famous weeds as Royal Moo, Lemurian, Westerness, and Munchkin Mills. Dog hairs, nerveballs, slick snags, trip easy. We got them, you get them. Your nap will rise again, and that's my story.
Good God, it's Magog Brothers, Atlantis Carpet Reclaimers, serving heater help. Mouth and the low desert area.
Oh, we build houses every which way. We can build one for you. Sometimes we build them in a single day, and sometimes it takes two. We don't use no building codes, and we never do nothing wrong. We just pick up the tools, make up the rules as we go along. For the fastest job, yes, Rebob, call 1-800. 800 heave. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Our number one foreman's name is Chuck. Give him a call. He's the Barf Construction muckamuck ahead of us all. So if you want a house of your own, you're in luck. Just pick up the telephone and call up Chuck. For the fastest job, yes, we Bob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Number one in affordable homes, rebuilt or new, because we go fourth class and then we pass the savings on to you. Our walls were made of cardboard instead of wood. It goes up faster than 2x4s and looks just as good. For the fastest job, yes, we Bob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Is the fastest by far. Skinny kids in their teens. They don't eat nothing but candy bars and methamphetamines. They don't whistle while they work and they don't talk about sport. They just power for 50 cents an hour and all they can snort. For the fastest job, yes, we Bob, call 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to Barf Construction and we'll throw it up. Yeah, Barf Construction and we'll throw it up.
shaking and the rain's falling on my head. It won't stop. The roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. I need a mop. I cry so hard, teardrops on my bed. Dribbity drop, yeah. She packed up her bags and she moved out on a midnight train. She got no brain. She packed up her bag and she moved out on a midnight train. The girl's insane. She took my heart, tears rolling down my drain, just like rain. My buddy come to see me to give me a tip. I said, now listen here, friend, I tell you I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Shut your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said, the roof is leaking, rain's falling on my head. Oh, yeah. I cry so hard, teardrops on my bed. All over the floor, that's what I said. See me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend, I tell you I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Close your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said, the rail is leaking, red's falling on my head.
She left me here stranded with the bill she owed. She used my address and my name, put my credit to shame. Sunspot, babe, show had a real good time. Oh, Sunspot, babe, show had a real good time. Yeah, Sunspot, babe, I'm gonna catch up sometime.
Right, good evening and welcome back to the Bit Slap with me, your host KBC, and I've been doing a little bit of end of the year cleaning up around here. You gather a lot of dust in my business, and that's what I did. I've been cleaning it up, and we have been collecting crap, and now I'm getting rid of it. And it's your tough luck to be here. That's all I can tell you. Sucks to be you. But tonight we have a kind of a, you know, a grab bag edition, so you never know, and I don't ever know how I pick these things. It seems weird that sometimes they just come together, and sometimes they don't. So anyway, we started with Gomer Pyle. Bet you didn't know he was a real person, did you? Yep, he was, and that was Shazam, his magical word. Kathy's Dream was The Looking Glass. They were from L.A., also known as The Clouds. This came out in 1967 on the Media label. Flattened Scruggs after that. Yes, you heard me correctly. Flattened Scruggs. Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35. And then Bob Dylan himself, from his first album, an alternate take of Mixed Up Confusion, which ended up being the flip side of his first single, On the Other Side of Carina Carina. Remember that? Of course you don't. Freedom Riders was Harold Jackson and the Jackson Brothers from 1961. Run, Run, Run was The Third Rail from 1967. Bread Fred, Sally, and the original Sally Cats, not except no imitations, okay? That was from 1958. 50 Cent Cotton and 90 Cent Meat. That was Dave Stringbean Ackerman, probably one of the best banjo players ever. And he and his wife were killed when they interrupted a burglary of their house. Quiet back there. And that was it. 10th of November, 1973. Doudoua, after that. Barf, Construction, We'll Throw It Up. Booze, Booze was the Bourbon Family, a good time gang from Frankfurt, Germany. And then Dion from 1963, a Lieber Stoller tune, Drip Drop. And then that led, logically enough, somehow to Sunspot Baby, Bob Seger and his Silver Bullet Band from the album Night Moves. From 1976. That's been on my mind this week. Don't ask me why. Anyway, I got more for you. Please be patient. The bullets will be hitting. I don't know. Just stay tuned. I can't figure it out.
When I was a boy in Youngstown, the voices of the poets cried quick. They do not cry today. When I was a boy, the voices of the poets cried loud, cried truth. They do not cry no more.
Today there is no more but the echo, the wild throng of wild crowds with their poo-poo-padoo and Rudy too. Do you wear a tattoo? Do you see the USA in your Chevrolet and see those voices alive in images, no longer echoes, but begging, crying for something more than the slogan of an artless age?
You did it, you son of a gun in your gray flannel suit. You drowned the poets, the flannel in the mouth, choking the voice of the silver bird that cries no more. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. You get a lot to like in the Marlboro.
Smoke cools,
and Roto-Rooter sewer service, Roto-Rooter sewer service, drowning the voice of those no longer here.
Delcy is lanolin soft, and in that softness sinks the weight of the world, crushed beneath endless scotch and sodas, crushed beneath Pernod, crushed beneath gin and tonic, crushed, crushed like a little dead brown field muse.
Where are they now? Where is Emily Dickinson, Sarah Teasdale?
Where is Robert Frost, Edgar Guest, that whole crowd?
Where are they now? You did it, you son of a gun. You did it, and they are gone. And the song ends. And the song ends.
Here's the reason why everyone must talk out loud or kiss their jobs goodbye. Lots of old-time stars are out of a job. All they do is to blubber and sob ever since the movies learned to talk. And a red-hot vamp who registered cash sounds as if she's ordering hash ever since the movies learned to talk. Oh, they can't fool you and they can't fool me. When they open up, it's a squeak. Why, it's a sin. Even Rin Tin Tin has a bark that sounds like a peak. When the hero sings asleep in the deep, he sounds just like little Bo Peep. Ever since the movies learned to talk. Every bathroom singer has a chance to make a name. Any guy with leather lungs can crash the Hall of Fame. If you know your Bo-dee-do and Do-re-mi-fa-so, you can go to Hollywood and make a lot of dough. Ladies and gentlemen, this way for the sensation of the age, the talking picture. Just think of it. They move. They speak. They actually live before your very eyes. Hear the villain hiss. Hear the hero kiss. It's all here for you to hear, but reach for both the eye and ear.
Oh, Jimmy, let's go in. What do you say?
It's all right with me, ma'am.
All right, come on, let's go.
Don't miss this opportunity, folks. Remember, they laugh, they cry, they giggle, they sigh, fall in line, don't shove, take your time, take your time.
Here we are, Jimmy, there's a couple of seats behind you, grab them quick.
Hey, keep off me feet. It's them feet, I thought there was a couple of dress suitcases.
Them's me feet anyway.
I'm glad they ain't mine.
Oh, gee, Jimmy, look. We're just in time for a heavy love scene.
Yeah?
Yeah, listen, listen.
You're the most stubborn sweetie that I ever saw. And I swear this is the very last straw.
Oh, I am so sorry. Just listen, please. Can't you see that I just meant to tease?
yours. I'm glad because there's nobody else but you.
When you say such things in that way, sweetheart, you thrill me through and through.
I sure mean it. Sweetie, I swear. You yourself start listening right there. Ever since the movies learned to call.
Bobby, do tell us about your adventures on the Amazon.
I'd love to.
There must be some terribly ferocious animals out there.
Oh, there must be. I mean, there are, be. Yes, you wouldn't believe it unless you saw them. And when you saw them, you wouldn't believe it. There's a danger zone, not a stranger zone. Then a little spot I wot of that I call my own. Full of eerie sights, weird and scary sights. Every vicious animal that creeps or crawls or bites. On the Amazon, the hypodermics howl. On the Amazon, the prophylactics prowl. On the Amazon, you'll see the scarab scowl and sting. Zodiacs on the wing, all the stalactites and vicious vertebrae hunt theodolites, while laryngitis slay all the parasites that come from paroquet in spring. Snarling equinox among the rocks will seize you, and the Fahrenheit comes out at night to freeze you. Wild iodoforms are lurking in the trees, and the jungle swarms with red isosceles, where the Amazon is calling me. Biscum's bite on the Amazon, the epiglottis fight on the Amazon, the thermogenes at night all slink, where the agnostics drink all the metronomes, who lie concealed in mud, slay the catacombs, who swim in swamp and flood, then the hippodromes dash up and drink their blood, poor ginks. Wild velocipedes among the weeds will scare you, and the metaphors with hungry jaws ensnare you. Frenzied adenoids infest the hills and slopes. Everyone avoids the deadly stethoscopes, where the Amazon is calling me.
Denville, New Jersey, what a good township. It's the hub of Morris County in New Jersey, USA. Denville, New Jersey is a good place to live. It's a wonderful land. Let's hang out on Broadway in Denville, New Jersey. 07834. Denville, New Jersey. What a wonderful place. Look at the town clock. It keeps such good time. Denville, New Jersey, what a wonderful land. St. Clair's Hospital, they're gonna fix you if you're hurt. Yeah, yeah. Denville, New Jersey. Oh, yeah. Good old place, yes it is. Go cruising down Route 46. Go to Denville and get your kicks. Denville. It's a fabulous place. It's a good old New Jersey township. It's the hub of Morris County. It's Denville, New Jersey. It's a fabulous land. Denville.
This is Dick Cluck from the pad, at the launching pad. Mon, you must have been pretty jangled when you heard you're going to make the scene. What did you do?
Uh-oh. I ran all the way home.
You're pretty small. Are you big enough for this trip?
You know, I'm almost grown.
Before we take you to the control tower, I'd like to have a word with your wife. Tell us about your husband's uniform.
Man, oh man, wears tan shoes with pink shoelaces and a big Panama with a purple hat band.
This is Frankie Chevrolet in the control tower, and I have with me General Motors. How long should this rocket go on?
This should go on forever.
And now we take you to the President of the United States.
Sir, as the leader of our great nation, what do you have to say on this occasion?
Form!
Here with the President, we have the Russian ambassador on his goodwill tour. How do you feel on this momentous occasion?
Bad.
This is Dick Cluck back at the pad. General, General Foods. The first man to go into space wants to know if he can take Marilyn Monroe with him.
This is Frankie Cadillac with the first astronaut. Are you going to take any personal things with you?
Now we take you to the control tower for the launching.
This is Dickie Clucky, host on Universal Bandstand. This song is number one in all the interplanetary solar system.
Control tower to astronaut. How are things up there? What do you want?
I wanna dream, lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
How do you feel?
So fine. So fine.
According to the... Control tower to spaceship! Control tower to spaceship! Is there anything you can say?
I've had it. I've had it.
Take us to your president. We bear tidings from the moon. At the rate our people breed, we've too many mouths to feed. We may be among you soon. Take us to your president. We've a growing rate of birth. We just sit around and moon, cause there's no more room to swoon by the light of yonder earth. So send us surplus potatoes, some meat and tomatoes. Just help us however you please. If we can't persuade you, we'll have to invade you. How long can we live on green cheese? Now you know why we are here, and the reason we've been sent. After all, we've got a right. We're your oldest satellite. Take us to your president. So send us salmon and tuna to feed those on Luna. Our problem needs solving, but soon. Just can't absorb it. We're out of our orbit. We speak for the man in the moon. Now you know why we are here, and the reason we've been sent. After all, we've got a right. We're your oldest satellite. Take us to your president.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
I was watering the flowers on the windowsill, and then I saw them coming over yonder hill. Why, there must have been a million of every shape and size, and so I yelled to everyone, you'd better get inside.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
I ran into the playroom, grabbed a baseball bat, and every time I met one, I gave him this and that. It nearly drove me crazy, it had me mystified. The more and more I knocked them down, the more they multiplied.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, they're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Oh, they got into the kitchen, they got into the sink, they went into the cellar and poured themselves a drink. They got on the piano, ran up and down the keys, and soon I was a-standing in them right up to my knees. Close the door!
They're coming in the window.
Close the door!
They're running up the stairs.
Close the door!
They're hanging on the ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Now that all the fuss is over and I sink into my chair, the house is all a shambles, but really I don't care. I'm gonna take it easy, try not to think of them. Oh, here they come again.
Close the door, they're coming in the window. Close the door, they're running up the stairs. Close the door, ceiling. Those are everywhere.
Someone trying to put the screws on you.
It seems that the butcher man is in a jam. He's gotta get a cut of brand new Jenny ham. It must be selected.
Lord, and we've been elected.
Boo-hoo. We really don't know what to do.
I'm telling you, look here, pig. Your troubles ain't big. All you gotta do is learn to dance a jig. Don't frown, don't pout. I'll help you out. Now here's a little tale that every pig should dig. Lots of little piggies go to market, and they never come home.
Oh, they never come home.
Cause they get taken.
Now how's that, brother man?
For making bacon.
Oh, now you're faking.
Once a clever piggy learned to do a different jig, and he was quite in demand.
For eating?
Oh, not for eating.
For what then?
But because his boogie-woogie dancing couldn't be beaten.
You mean that this little piggy went to market? This little piggy stayed home?
No, no, this little piggy was a boogly-woogly piggy, and he boogie-woogied all the way home.
I've heard that this little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none.
Yeah, but this one, this little piggy was a boogly-woogly piggy, and he did the Lindy all the way home. He went oink, oink. Piggly-wiggly piggy went...
What do you mean, oink, oink?
Oh, the boogly-woogly piggy went oink, oink.
Well, oink, oink.
And the boogly-woogly piggy with the oink, 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 oink.
This little piggy dug 2 feet. This piggy thought the waltz was divine.
Yeah, man, but this little piggy was a hep little piggy, and he boogie-woogied all the time.
Mm-hmm.
你，希望和你见连理，永远不分离，永远不分离。我和我的拉哈雷帕，我和我的拉哈雷帕。
Because of us, it's morning in America.
Breakfast, honey?
Thanks. Hey, is this real pork?
Because of us, people in the Great Plains are just plain doing things. Little things, like taking money from machines.
Hey, stop, kid. I'm not a machine.
Because of us, they're roasting East Coast marshmallows on the West Coast.
Wow, these taste like pork.
We're the people of U.S. Plus. Guess what we do?
Chemistry?
Transportation? Pork?
Kind of. U.S. Plus. We own the idea of America.
Oh, jealous me and careless you. The odds were just too great. I couldn't take those lonely nights. You make me sit and wait. I thought I'd seen the last of you when you walked out of sight. Instead, I see you in my dreams each night. So the key's in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here wishing, dear, I had your love again. The keys in the mailbox, come on in. Rather be alone than share your company. I said, don't come around at all if you want more than me. But sitting here alone, I can't deny the flame that burns. I'd gladly take you back on any terms. So the key's in the mailbox, come on in. wishing, dear, I had your love again. I'll never even ask you where you've been. The keys in the mailbox, come on in.
Something last night I had a date, now I was there on time. Well, I know I wasn't late, I got stood up blue, getting stood up all the time. You had to watch these women, cause they really shoot a line. Well, I called my gal on the telephone. She said, nah, hi, daddy, I'm a long time gone. I got stood up blue, getting stood up all the time. These bad burn women will drive you out of your mind. Well, the women to me, they're all the same. They're all just playing a little game. I got stood up blue, getting stood up all the time. Well, I'll learn someday and I'll make them walk the line. Well, the birds they part and the bees do too. Since you stood me up, good gal, we're through. I got stood up blues, getting stood up all the time. You better watch these women, cause they really shoot a line. Same, they're all just playing a little game. I got stood up blues, getting stood up all the time. Well, I'll learn someday and I'll make them walk the line.
I do them when I'm down in the tub with avocado cream, they'll take a rub. They wrinkle like a raisins. If I stay too long, I wouldn't wanna do it wrong. But they'll put you in the driver's seat and to the table when you wanna eat. But when you go to sit down in your chair, something else has gotta put you there. When you're on the spot, get them right under you. One, then the other two. If you wanna do the right thing for them, just take a walk in the grass. But don't you catch yourself falling or stepping on a piece of. Got some sand.
Okay, we have returned from the land of wherever it was I was, and I'm back right here now to tell you that nothing's changed. Okay, we do have a new playlist, though, and so I'd like to share that with you, if you don't mind, if you can gather around. Smoke them if you got them. We started with Nichols and May, Mike Nichols and Elaine May, from their first album in 1958, The Improvisations to Music, and that was Everybody's Doing It Now, which if you've looked around, you'll notice they are. They're all doing it now. Ever Since the Movies Learned to Talk was Billy Murray, along with Marcellus Shields from 1929, way back when. And then also from 1929, we heard from Bobby Howes and On the Amazon. Earliest version of that I could find, written by somebody named Gray Newman and Ellis. No first names, no pictures, please, all right? But that's who that is. Covered adequately, if not superlatively, by Mr. Don McLean and others. What a good township. I didn't spell that right. And that was from the guy who sings songs about cities and towns. Do yourself a favor. Look this guy up on YouTube. Leave some breadcrumbs for you, but that's just a sample. I mean, he's got hundreds. That was Denville. What a good township. And that was where I used to live. That's my old hometown. Back when I lived in New Jersey. The Astronaut was from the Volkswagens. Jim Lowe. Two from Jim Lowe. Take Us to Your President. I can't hold that thought. And then Close the Door. They're Coming in the Window. And then Oogly Woogly Piggy was Will Bradley and his orchestra, featuring Ray McKinley and Terry Allen. Let's see now. Sakura and the Guests after that. My Boy Lollipop, covering You Know Who. Ellie G and the Jets on the Madison label. I Go, You Go. That was Ellie Greenwich, of course, along with the Jets. Let's see. We heard Keys in the Mailbox from Buck Owens and the Buckaroos, another song that for some reason has been in my mind. Buck Owens is the patron saint of Bakersfield, California. Bakersfield gave us a great music scene. Including Custer Bottoms, I swear to God, Custer Bottoms from Bakersfield. On the Bakersfield label, number 108B from 1957, that was Stood Up Blues, and then finally the Beach Boys. Yes, another one from them. Take a load off your feet. Take a load off your mind. Here comes a couple more, and then go to sleep.
Piggy, 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 pi Daddy did to Lindy all the way home.
Sometimes we own the zeros, and sometimes we own the ones.
Hey, there's a 10 in my soup.
Sometimes we own your shoes, and sometimes we own your souls.
It's like walking on a cloud of fresh pork.
Sometimes we own your mind, but we're always in your thoughts.
It's a pig that looks like a locomotive and tastes like flowers.
What do we own?
Souls?
Minds?
Pork?
Kind of. We're U.S. Plus. We own the idea of America.
Well, you might think I'm way off course, but you could sum up America's political discourse, and you might could believe it, or maybe you won't. Red states got the Waffle House.
Blue states don't.
And cheese grit diet, or the sausage that makes folks lean to the right, or Uncle Joe's pork chops big as a boat. Red states got the Waffle House.
Blue states don't.
What makes a fella favor Nixon over JFK? Might be all of them hash browns, scatters, mother cover, chunk, dice, paper cap, top, country. Scattered, smothered, covered, chunk, diced, peppered, cap, top, country. So let the pundits worry about the gender gap, tax policy, all of that crap. It ain't gay marriage or the war on dope. Red states got the Waffle House.
Blue states don't.
Red states got the Waffle House.
Blue states don't.
Never cared too much for greener joy. Now, hell, I'll be the meat man. Y'all ought to leave me eat now. Hey, I'm the meat man, baby. Y'all ought to leave me eat now. I've been down to Atlanta, Georgia. I ate the fuzz off a Georgia peach. Hooked me a chicken in Memphis, mama, and I still got feathers in the teeth. I ate a pound of pork in Huntsville, Alabama, from a fine Alabama hog. I went to Dallas, Texas, got a little bit of love and bet the bone to a Louisiana dog. And they call me the meat man. Hey, y'all see me eat now. I'm the mean man. Y'all see me eat now. Come on, play it for you, baby.
Yeah.
preference if it's done or rare I eat. It don't have to be you if the government approves a stamp with a great ape seal. As long as it's lean and it's full of protein, I'm on a damn sure get my fill. They call me the meat man. Oh, you ought to see me eat now. I'm the meat man. You ought to see me eat now. I got a jaw like a bear trap, deep like a razor. Got an egg tag tongue with a sensitive taste. But born out in Texas, got a land to sleep. Give me the man, I got a jaw like meat. I'm the meat man. Hey, you ought to see me eat now. I'm the meat man. Hey, you ought to see me eat now. I got M.